Acts chapter 4, mm-hmm. verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, who made heaven and earth, who made heaven and earth, and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determine before to be done. Now look on their threats, and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. In verse 29, they ask the Lord for boldness. And I believe that that's one ingredient that God's people need today. A lot of people are not willing to speak up for Jesus and speak up the word of God in their lives, and we need boldness in our life. And God can bring unto us boldness as we declare what God is able to do, as we declare what God has done, as we declare what God is doing. God is able to do his work. There will be no miracles, there will be no signs and no wonders until we declare boldly we are on the Lord's side, until we declare His Word. But I'm going to leave some points with you in this matter here. Let's turn to one more verse before I bring forth the points in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation, to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Notice that the gospel is the power of God. As we proclaim Jesus, as we proclaim His word, then will the signs and wonders begin to take place. It's because a lot of us are not proclaiming Jesus. We are not talking about Jesus. We are not talking about what He can do. And unless we boast of the Lord, unless we boast greatly of our God, God is not able to work in the way He wants to work in our midst. So there are just some points we want to consider, and they're all from the life of Jesus, the life of David, and I'll just give it to you in point form. That is from 1 Samuel, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. And I just give it to you in point form. Verse 15. 1 Samuel 17, verse 15. But David occasionally went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistines drew near and presented himself 40 days morning and evening. Then Jesse said to his son David, take now for your brothers an ephah of this dried grain and these 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp and carry these 10 cheeses to the captains of their thousands and see how your brothers fare and bring back news of them. Number one, David did not know that that day was the day of miracle. So number one, you never know when God wants to work. But He has His time, He has His season. We need to be found in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. David did not realize that from that day onwards, he was going to be a household name throughout Israel for slaying Goliath. All he had was the job of bringing cheese to his brothers. Cheese and bread. So number one, don't talk about the lions and the bears if you're not faithful to the cheese and the bread. Don't talk about doing great things for God if you're not willing to boast of Jesus right where you are, in your home, in your family. If that's a need. Sometimes when I hear people sharing and they say, oh, this neighbor has shared, they got a problem. I say, have you told them that you could pray for them? No. Have you told them about Jesus? No. Why? Oh, I'm afraid that nothing will happen. Look, we are not responsible for what God does. We are only responsible for telling what God can do. And God, what God is willing to do. It's up to them to connect their faith with God. And we can be a vessel for them. And a lot of times we let the opportunities to bring the loaves and the cheese aside because we are waiting for the Goliath. David didn't know about Goliath. You never know the day of your greatest battles. You have to be faithful to the cheese and to the bread. You never know the great wonders and signs that will take place behind it. So point one, before you can be bold, you must be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. There are a lot of people who try to be bold, but they're not faithful in little things. And their boldness has no substance. But when you're faithful, and then you're bold, a lot of things can happen. So David went forth to his brothers. And then he heard about Goliath. Because Goliath came out in verse 23. And he said the same words. And David heard them. And then David, all the men of Israel ran away, and David said in verse 26, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? The people answered him, so shall it be done for the man who kills him. Number two, you need to talk about the rewards that God brings. See, David was talking about what shall be done. What shall be done? And he kept talking. I believe what David was doing was he didn't want to do it himself at first. You see, what David was doing was he was trying to get the others to do it. So he was trying to get the others to say, hey, what will be done to the man who kills this Goliath? And they say, oh, the king will give riches, give tax exemption, give his daughter, give all this. And he wants them to see the blessings. See, so many of us see the problems, we cannot see the blessings. Remember, behind every problem is a blessing. Provided you get through that mountain. Behind every mountain is a valley of gold. It's a blessing. There is no such thing as a blessing without a problem. Behind every problem is a blessing. Behind every difficulty is a reward that you get for going through it. Behind every temptation is a reward. David saw the reward. The rewards that can come. Now he was not just after that, but he wanted the people to see. So many of us, not a single one of you will work for your company if there was no reward. You know how much you're getting. You know what the benefits are. You know what you're qualified to receive. Not a single one of us here today in a secular job or in a professional job will be doing your job right now if you're not sure what you're going to get. And not a single one of us here who are in a professional area or own your own business will be in that field of business if you're not confident of getting the rewards and profits from that business. You'd rather get out now. If that is true in the natural, how much more in the spiritual? We must see what God will reward. And that will give you encouragement. Number 3. Verse 28. Eliab, his oldest brother, heard him, and Eliab's anger rose against David and said, "Why do you come down here and accuse him of many things? Many things that he didn't do. With whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness?" Implying that he was disobedient and careless. "I know your pride." He hinted that he had pride. "The insolence of your heart." Insolence. "And for you come down to see the battle." Implying that he had nothing better but just to come and see the battle. All these are false accusations. Number 3. You must be willing to get past your kinsfolk, your relations, and your close friends who criticize you for being bold. Now, there are points for being bold. Before you can be bold, you must be faithful. That's point 1. Before you can be bold, you must see the reward of God. What God can do in that situation. You must know the rewards that God will give to you. God will bring into your life. Number 3. You need to be able to get past. To be bold among your kinsfolk who don't understand your boldness. Among your friends who suddenly you were a quiet little guy. And you start talking and boasting about Jesus. Of course they will snap at you. Of course they will criticize you. But watch it. One of the things that we must learn is to boast about the Lord. To boast of His greatness. Too many of us are too frightened, too intimidated to boast of the Lord. What a great God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God He is. Why are we intimidated? We need to have boldness. Boldness to go before your friends, your loved ones, and to boast about the Lord. Yes, they may laugh, they may mock, but when the day of trouble comes, you're the one who gets the reward. Number 4. Verse 31, 32. When the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. Then David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fear because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Notice that after the criticism, he went on boasting about the Lord. Number 4. He was brought before people of authority. The king. He never changed his words. Many of us say different things in front of different people. David was the same. When he was with the other soldiers, he said, "What shall be now done to this man, who the man who kills Goliath, all this and that." And he keep talking about it. Then with his brothers, he keep boasting about the Lord. I'm sure he boasted about the Lord. Then when he was before the king, he boasted about the Lord. He was not ashamed. The bold shall receive their Lord from God. So a lot of people, when they say all the things, and when they are brought before people of authority, he is brought before the king. The king said, "Do you say all these things?" He said, "Yes. And I'm prepared to lay my life down to fight this Goliath." He said, "Let no man's heart fail." Look at this little boy. He's only a little boy. He's not even big size enough to wear Saul's armor. Puny little fellow. And he's willing to say, the Lord is able to do that. So before, the fourth point, before this people of authority, he boasted of the Lord. Number 5. verse 39 and 40 summarize. David trusted in the Lord rather than in the arm of flesh. He rejected the sword, the spear, the armor. But he took the weapons that he was comfortable with. And then if you read the background, he talked about the things the Lord has done. Now he has wiped off the lions and the bears with that sling. Point five is important. What God has done in your life, you need to boast even more. A lot of us have many testimonies. Every single one of us here have many, many testimonies. But we are not boasting about the Lord. And we're not talking about you glory, we're talking about the Lord glory. Because when someone hears what God has done in your life, the Lord's name is magnified. David boasted about the works of the Lord in his life. Talks about how God has saved him from the bears and the lions. He boasted about all those things. And he depended on those areas that the Lord has done. Now he's not boasting about things the Lord has not done. He's boasting about things that the Lord has done. He has not used the armor, the sword and the spear, so he doesn't regard that. But he could talk about his sling and the bear and the lion. So don't talk about and be bold about things that is in another life. You need to be bold about the things that God has done in your own life, in your own experience. Number six, which is one of the most important. When the Philistines saw him in verse 42, he mocked. And then in verse 45, which is most important, you need to boast in front of the devil, Goliath. You need to speak to demons. I have noticed when people try to cast out demons, especially when they are new, the devil try to frighten them. Many, many times I hear the devil always say to those people, and he said, I'm stronger than you. And they all get frightened. And if they are new, they don't know how to boast in the Lord. They shut up, I'm stronger than you. See, the devil is trying to boast. And you have to boast in the Lord. Say, no, the Lord in me is greater than you. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. And we need to boast of the Lord in front of the face of the devil. When the enemy comes. See, a lot of people have sickness and diseases. And when the doctor comes and visit them, they say, oh, they will give a sympathetic and pathetic look. And yeah, you're going to have, this is going to happen, yeah. It's going to happen, yeah. This will happen, yeah. Yes, doctor, yes, yes. They're like little mice. When the doctor goes, praise God, I believe I'm healed. Wait a minute. There's something wrong about that boldness. It is a boldness that is not perfected yet. Perfecting boldness. To perfect boldness, you have to, number one, be faithful. Number two, you need to see the reward for boasting about the Lord, what He can do. Number three, to perfect that boldness, you must be willing to boast about Him to those who are closest to you. And you know those who are closest to you, it's harder to tell them about the Lord. It is. But you must. And they are the ones who may criticize you more. Because they say, who are you? We know you before you know the Lord. But even more, to perfect your boldness, you must be willing to boast about the Lord and be bold in front of them. Then you must be bold before the authorities, the kings, and wherever. The doctor represents an authority. Now, I don't mean to say that you should say it in a very disrespectful way. But if you're there, you could say, thank you, doctor. Thank you for all your diagnosis. But there's no more hope in medical science. And thank God, I believe my Lord Jesus Christ will redeem me. The doctor may smile, the doctor may laugh. But that's perfecting bonus at level 4. Level 5 is boasting about what the Lord has done. See, when you could remember what He has done, then you could do more things in the future. And you could talk about what the Lord has done. Before He slay Goliath, He has to talk about His lions and His bears. And He doesn't trust in things that other people have. He trusts in what the Lord has done. Some of you here are facing financial problems. Perhaps it could be your house payment. Perhaps it could be a budget in your life. I'm sure it may not be your first battle. Remember how the Lord supplies your need. Now what are you doing talking about your problems? Talk about what the Lord has done in the past. Then you will perfect your boldness. And that's where we come to number 6. You have to be bold in front of the devil. When he snaps at you like Goliath, David snaps back. And he says, I will give your flesh the birds of the air. David says in verse 45, look at this little fry. In verse 45, you come to me with a sword. Now I want you to know this is not just acting, it's a real life thing. Some of us read all these stories and we think it's acting, it's a Bible story. If you were in it, you will feel the tension. You will feel the emotions. All the Israelites were in fear. David's life could be wiped out. How many of us here have faced gangsters before on the street? And you know the tension that is there. They have their weapons, you only got the Bible. You know it's real. It's not just a storybook. And you got to talk about the Lord. Boast about the Lord. And then the Lord will show up on the scene. David says, you come to me with sword and spear. That tells us, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of Israel, or hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, and you tell him his sin, whom you defile. Wow. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. And I will strike you, take your head from you. Now, look at this fellow. This small little fry. You know why many people are not successful in casting out demons? They don't tell the demons what the Word of God says they can do. Instead, they just believe those demons, the lies of the demons. And it tells us here, and he proclaimed in verse 47, verse 46, say, this day the Lord will deliver me, and this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth. But all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. That must have made Goliath angry. Number 7 is important. In the end of verse 46 and 47, that all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hand. He had a great confidence. Number 7, very important. It's for the glory of God. Not for David was not seeking a name for himself, although he received honor from the Lord. He was thinking about the Lord's glory. He said, this man had defiled God's glory. Christians, we must stand up for Jesus. If somebody defiled the name of Jesus, you stand up and say, excuse me.
This is the name of my Savior. He healed me. He's resurrected from the dead. And I want you to know that on the judgment day, you shall answer to that name of Jesus, whom you defile. Let's see whether that put the fear of God into their lives. If they don't have the fear of God, then the judgment of God will come on their lives. Christians, we must stand up and be bold for Jesus. Let's perfect boldness in the Lord. Let's all rise together. Sing that song, stand up for Jesus. He's soldiers of the Lord. Amen. Call the musicians up. Be bold in the Lord, in what God has done. Remember to perfect boldness. You don't start with the authorities. You don't start talking to the devil. You start talking at home. With your wife, with your husbands, with your children. You start boasting about the Lord right there. Remember, these are important steps. You don't just jump right out, trying to do something when you don't have all those foundations. Perfecting boldness in the Lord.
Stand up for Jesus, soldiers of the cross.
Of the Lord.
I shall speak boldly.
I shall first of all be faithful.
I shall first of all be faithful.
I shall understand His reward.
I shall understand His reward.
And I will speak boldly of the Lord.
And I will speak boldly of the Lord.
Among my loved ones.
Among my loved ones.
I will talk about His greatness.
I will talk about His greatness.
And all that He can do.
And all that He can do.
And then I will speak of Him.
And then I'll speak of Him.
To all the people around.
To all the people around.
And then I'll speak of Him.
Then I'll speak of Him.
To those in high places.
To those in high places.
And then I will speak.
of all that He has done in my life.
No man, no woman, no demon, no authority
can steal from my life
the testimony
that I have in the Lord.
No theology, no argument,
can move me
from my personal experience
in the Lord.